when you're taking care of the animals on the farm, the different arrangements that you have to make at night time for them, say your chickens, what did you have to do?
Well, feed them.
And what else about after that?
Look for legs.
Okay, and did you ever have to put them during the, the hours when it was dark, would you have to make any special arrangements about them? You know, to keep them inside or keep them from running away or keep other animals from getting them?
Yeah, you had to have a good chicken house for them with a door to it.
Okay, and what would you say, how would you tell about what you'd do with them at a certain time? Just tell me about what you'd do with them after you fed them. It started getting dark and then you'd... Would they go inside by themselves or...
Yeah, they would go inside by themselves and...
And they'd stay in there how long?
Till the next morning, unless something upset them, mm-hmm. and they could manage to get out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else, other arrangements about the cattle might have to, or other animals might have to make, not during the daytime? Anything
during
else?
During the night?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if you're milking a mother cow, you'd have to separate the calf from her during the night or that night.
Okay. Would you put one inside and one out, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which way?
Put the calf out.
Okay.
That's the way we did.
Okay. Okay. What expression might you use to indicate that something very probably would happen? You might say, now that boy is really spoiled. When he's grown up, you might say, he'll have his troubles. Have you got an expression that you'd use to mean that in your opinion it's very likely that this will happen? You might say, he'll have his troubles. You see what I'm trying to ask?
He'll have his troubles. And may not be long ago.
Yeah, would you be more likely to say, he'll have his troubles? Like is not, apt is not, or more than likely, any of those expressions?
Yeah.
Any of them?
He'll have his troubles more than apt.
Okay. And what do you call those trenches that are cut by a plow? You know, where you're going to plant something?
Uh-huh. First.
Okay.
I can't say that hardly. It goes like a safer.
Okay. And if you have a good yield of something, you might say, well, we really raised a big of wheat or of corn. You said you didn't have corn. We raised a big what of corn?
A big pile of corn.
Okay. But talking about it when it's out in the field, not a pile of it somewhere, talking about all of it that you had, a big quat of corn.
Quantity of corn.
Okay. Or of tobacco. A big
patch of tobacco.
Okay, well what if you had several patches? Is there a word that you would use to describe then? Talk about all that you had. Or you might ask somebody, did you have a pretty good of tobacco?
Tobacco, yeah.
Okay, have you ever used the word crop in that sense? Yes.
Yes.
For a good yield, then you might say, well, we raised a pretty big crop. Or not?